Hello, my name is Joshua from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
What is this? Yeah.
Oh, you are. It's a short survey, pretty much, man. It's an opinion survey. Okay, so you are in a safe place. Thank you. In which state do you currently live, California or other?
California.
In which county in California do you currently live, Fresno?
That is correct.
Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
Usually on cell phone.
All or almost all calls on a cell phone, right? Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office? Or no?
No.
Okay. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born? Just the year, please.
01.
2001. Okay, thank you so much. And also, let me ask you, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native, other or mixed race?
Hispanic or Latino.
Okay, thank you so very much. And what is the last grade that you have completed in school?
College.
Okay, 2-year college degree or 4 years college bachelor degree or some postgraduate work now degree or have a master's degree?
Bachelor's
degree. Getting started first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as a governor?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so very much. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from the district? From this district?
Democratic.
Okay, next I would like you to read you a list of names of people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I may mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. Donald Trump. Favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, never heard.
Not favorable.
Unfavorable, okay. How about Esmeralda Soria, please?
Never heard.
Never heard of her, okay. Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose?
Never heard of her.
Mm-hmm. Favorable, yeah. Favorable, or no opinion, or never heard?
I said never heard.
Never heard, then I broke up. Thank you. Moving on, which one of the following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for the state assembly? Education, taxes, crime and public safety, jobs and the economy, climate change, border security, healthcare, homelessness, inflation and the cost of living, or abortion?
Education.
Okay. And thinking ahead to the November election on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state local offices? 0 to 10. 5, okay. And next, if the election for President was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Democrat.
Donald Trump, you said, right?
Kamala Harris for Democrat.
Oh, Kamala Harris, Democrat. I'm breaking up a little bit. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor mother?
The first one.
Okay, Esmeralda Soria, Democrat. Okay, definitely vote for her, or just probably?
Probably.
Okay, and moving on, would you say that the economy is heading in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Off on the wrong track.
Thank you. And next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed about the same?
Stayed about the same.
Okay. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican candidate this year? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements, very short statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public in law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. More likely or less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike lab in prison for sexual predators who molest children. More likely or less likely to support her, to vote for her? Or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. More likely, less likely to support, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. More likely or less likely, or no difference?
Probably more likely.
Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. More likely or less likely? Oh, no difference.
More likely.
Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Maybe much more likely.
Okay, thank you very much for your opinion. We're almost done. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor and mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member? Garcia Rose or Soria?
The Joanne, the second one.
The second one. Soria, the Democrat, state assembly member, okay? And next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you may hear about smile disorder during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. And politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. More likely or less likely? Oh, no difference.
Less likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
I said less likely.
Less likely, much less likely, or somewhat less likely, sir?
Much less.
Okay. While families struggled to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country legally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayers-funded benefits. More likely or less likely?
Indifferent.
No difference in that one, okay? Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare, as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaign and negative campaigns ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. More likely or less likely?
Much more less likely.
Much less likely, okay?
Yeah.
And Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. More likely or less likely?
More or less likely.
Much less likely, okay? And Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. More likely or less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. Moving forward now. Now that you've heard some information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor and mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member?
Joanne. The first one.
Joanna Garcia Rose. Okay. Now I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Yes.
As a Democrat or as a Republican? Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not-so-strong Democrat?
Not-so-strong.
Democrat, okay. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice? Pro-life or pro-choice, correct?
Yeah. Pro-choice.
Okay. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Yes, you would, or no, you wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't, okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a great day.